Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into the Word this morning, to be reading it, Father, open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can leave this day, this morning, Father, with more knowledge and be better equipped to help someone today to move closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. And Father, help this throat of mine to stay clear enough for me to be able to do this for you. And I'm asking all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 19th chapter of Revelation. So probably this evening's study will probably finish us with Revelation. And right now I think the way the Lord is leading me now, if he don't change it, once we finish the Revelation, we're going to be going back into the Old Testament. We had come through as far the 2 Samuel, when we was in 2 Samuel a few chapters too. And I think unless he changes things, we'll be picking up there to finish coming through the Old Testament. Once we do that, we've been through the complete whole Bible. All right. Now, 19 of Revelation, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are the judgments, for he has judged the great whole, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. 3. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. 4. And the 24 elders and the 24 beasts fell down to worship God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. This word omnipotent, actually, it means God is all power. Now, 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Turn the page. All right. Clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. 9. And he saith unto me, Right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. 18. That you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. 19. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. We have come to the end of 19. All right. You're in chapter 20. Verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. 6. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such a second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sands of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and compressed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and the small and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I want to read that again because I want you to catch this verse. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All right, we've come to the end now of chapter 20. So, a little early for us to quit, so I think we'll go on in to chapter 20, 21. 27 verses long, but a lot of them are short. So, let's see what God has for us. Verse 1 of chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and the whoremongers, the sorcerers and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. 10. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. living, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. 12, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now, 13, on the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, on the west, 3 gates. 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 15, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. 16, and the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. 17. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man that is of the angel. 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear dice. 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedon, the fourth an emerald. 20. The fifth sardox, the sixth sardus, whatever that is. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. Beryl. The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, I don't know how to pronounce that one. C-H-R-Y. S-O-P-R-A-S-U-S. The 11th, a justice. The 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. 12. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. 25. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nation into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. We have now come to the end of chapter 21. Now 22 has got 18 verses. I think we've got time actually. Well, it's 21 verses, but a lot of them are short. I think we've got time to finish this up this morning. So I'm going to go ahead on with this. Now, chapter 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, too, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. 4, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Now, 5, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither of light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. 6, and he saith unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. 7, behold, I come quickly, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of prophecy of this book. 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. That 12th verse is written in red, so it's 13. 13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. 15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whomsoever loveth and maketh a lie. 16, in red again, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. 17, back in black now. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. 20. He which testifies these things saith in red, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that last line of verse 20 and verse 21 are in black. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We have now finished with the book of Revelation. You know, that's a book we need to spend a lot of time in our studies, because with it we find things that really we've never really been used to. All right. As you see, we had, we're just getting ready to start. Well, I got to get back to where it was. Better find it. All right. We were just about to the end of 2 Samuel here. In fact, we was at the last chapter of it, which is actually chapter 24. And then we'll be going in to the book of Kings. We will finish 2 Samuel this evening. It's not that long, 25 verses. But we'll be back to our teaching in our study instead of just reading the things of Almighty God. Let us get ready now and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that everyone that has heard this has really gotten something out of it for their lives to help them to move along the way. Father, we pray for Israel to have peace. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to come out from the law of Moses and move under grace and come to put their faith, their trust, their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, in which we live. Father, a land that had been so blessed by you, that turned its back, took our Lord out of every place he was in, wanting nothing to do with him, our government. Those that are sitting in high places, filled with evil, that has brought so much evil upon this land and our people, and are planning even on bringing more. Father, I pray, don't let this happen. Remove them from office and replace them, those that follow you, and get our government straight again and depending upon you as it once did, and to put our government back on that foundation in which it was founded and set up, that being on your word and on the Lord Jesus Christ, putting him back into every place and taking him out of, and using your word, Father, to run our government in this land before time comes, Father, for the Lord Jesus to come for his church so that more can be saved. Father, and you know who they would be. So Father, use us all in great and mighty ways and be with us, giving us strength, giving us knowledge, giving us the wisdom to use that knowledge so that we can bear fruit, Father. Now, Father, I pray for those that are in my heart, those that are close, Father. Now, Father, I pray for Kenny Powers and his family, his mother, his grandmother, that are both in the hospital. I pray, Father, for them to be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Not because I have power, but because, Father, you have the power. The Holy Spirit can go forth and touch each one of them and bring about that healing quickly. And let them see thy power and move close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, Dennis Lee, Father, I know he's troubled. I don't know what his trouble is, but you do. And I pray, Father, for that also. I pray for him to be here and his family, Father, to move close and a lot closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. In truth, in word. Now, Father, James said, Father, James, his church jumping. I worry about it. Picking up things wrongly. That's contrary to your word. Father, I need him all. With the Holy Spirit, I pray that you bring him back. Now, Father, for Bob and Millie Johnson. Millie loves you. I speak to her every day. Father, Bobby, he got mad at me. He got upset with me. But Father, I pray that you work with him and help him to get things straight. And that he, Father, get a real move close to the Lord Jesus. And they both will get back into church. And Father, my wife, touch her mightily with that healing hand. Father, and heal her mind that those two doctors took from her. And Father, I pray for all, for those that are in that nursing home here in Brandenburg, that the Holy Spirit can work with a lot of them. Father, get them out of there. Let them go home here. Me closer to Jesus. Father, Daryl and Debbie, I ask the Holy Spirit to be with them. Keep them in the hollow of the hand of Almighty God. Sue Branson, Father, you know her needs. I ask the Holy Spirit to take care of her needs. Now, Father, Courtney and Shane are living a life in darkness. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. They need to repent and be saved. Chris and Sam, that young family, Father, they need to move closer to you with greater understanding of your word. And I pray for them, Father, for myself. You know my needs. I'm in need of more knowledge, more wisdom. And I need my faith strengthened. But Father, you know I love you. You know I love the Lord Jesus. You know I love the Holy Spirit for everything they've done for me and through me. Father, this is my prayer this morning. And as we separate now to do what we have to do through the day, keep us all safe, Father, and bring us back this evening into thy word at 6 p.m. Eastern time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, all. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.